My name is Caleb Fletcher. I'm 16 years old, and this took place around 8 to 9 months ago, on the 24th of August, which was a Saturday. School had been going on for about 2 weeks, so to de-stress a little, I decided to see if my friends, who I'll call Griffin and Broly, wanted to hop on Fortnite. My mom and sister were out shopping, my dad was working, and I was bored. It was around 8 p.m. when we finally got on to play, because I had decided to make pizza rolls beforehand and ended up burning the batch. After a few rounds, I could tell my friends were getting tired of losing, so they got off after only an hour. I planned on just lying down with my phone and going to bed. That was until I heard my two dogs barking outside. It's not unusual for them to bark, given how people typically walk on the side of the road, but I still looked anyway, just to make sure. I didn't see anybody, but seconds after looking out the window, I heard our garage door open and shut. That usually means my dad is home from work, but I didn't see his van outside, and he had texted me earlier, telling me that he would be working late tonight. I decided to walk downstairs into the dining room and look out the window to get a better view. From there, I could see that our driveway was empty. There wasn't a person or vehicle in sight. I wasn't the type to go investigate, so I ran back up to my bedroom and texted my family group chat to ask if anybody was home. I told my mom about the garage door, and she told me to turn off the lights, lock my bedroom, and stay there until she got home. So I did just that. About 15 minutes later, I thought I heard our wooden floor downstairs creaking, like someone was trying to be sneaky. I didn't have anything to use as a weapon, so I unclipped my microphone's boom arm from my desk and quietly opened the door. I walked out onto our upstairs balcony and looked over, trying to see if I could spot anyone hiding or anything suspicious. I stupidly yelled, "Is anybody there?" like they were really going to answer. I thought everything was fine though, until I saw a large silhouette of someone standing underneath the balcony. I panicked and ran to the closest room with a door, which happened to be my small bathroom. The intruder must have known I noticed them, because I heard loud and fast footsteps running up our stairs as I locked myself in the bathroom. I had stupidly left my phone in the bedroom, which was the room right next to me. After I built up enough courage, I bolted into my bedroom, locking the door as soon as I got in. My sister's room was right across from mine, and its door was open, so I figured the intruder must have been in there. After locking my bedroom door, I grabbed my phone and typed 911 into it. Just before I called, I noticed that the storage room in my wall was open just a tad. I saw a dark brown eye peeking through the crevice, staring into my soul. The pure terror I felt in that moment is something I'll never forget. I booked it down the stairs and out my front door, running up the hill to my neighbor's house. He was a police officer. He alerted the other cops while I stayed with his wife, and he went down to investigate. I told him exactly where the intruder was, hiding in my bedroom. Minutes later, I ran back down the hill to see if the intruder had been caught. When I walked in, I saw a tall, skinny man with a gray beard and a dirty black coat being pushed onto the floor by my neighbor as he was getting handcuffed. I'm not allowed to be home alone anymore, and we have better security around our house now. My family was just happy to know I wasn't hurt, and they were thankful for my neighbor's bravery. I don't wish an experience like this on anybody, not even my worst enemy. This was a few months ago, while driving for DoorDash. I only drive as a side gig, maybe 10 to 15 hours a week. This night I was only doing a couple orders, since it was already late, and I had picked up a small order around 1 a.m. It was to be delivered to a business building somewhere across town, which was apparent by the address. This was a normal thing, usually for overnight workers or whatever. When I pulled into the parking lot, though, it was empty. No cars at all, and it didn't look like there was a parking lot behind the building either. I parked in a spot near the front and got out with the food. The place was definitely an office building of some kind, and was smaller than most, being only two stories and not very wide. All the lights were off in the windows, though, aside from one light behind the front door. I walked up to the door and checked the app, seeing it has specific drop-off instructions to enter the main hallway and leave the bag outside of room 232. I looked through the door in the building, seeing this hallway with a bunch of closed doors on either side. Delivering to specific rooms I'd only done at hotels, so this was kind of new for me. I tested the door, pushing on it, and it was unlocked, so I stepped inside. I expected to hear people working, moving around, or talking, but instead didn't hear anything. There wasn't a single sound in the whole building. It was just white noise from the overhead lights buzzing above me. As I passed the first few doors, though, they were all numbers in the 100s, like 102 and 106. The room the instruction said to leave it at was in the 200s, so I assumed that meant it was on the second floor. In the middle of the hallway was the doorway leading to the staircase. It was held open with a wedge door stopper on the floor, but the lights weren't on. I stepped in and up to the bottom of the staircase, then looked up. The whole stairwell was pitch black. Not even any light was coming from above where the room was supposed to be for me to drop it off at. Again, I started to notice the eerie silence, and it sent a chill through me. I was always one to do whatever the instructions say, so I'd get good reviews, but this was the first time I told myself that this was too sketchy. I stepped out of the stairwell and back into the hallway, and just as I did, the door right across from me opened. The lights in that room were off, but a man emerged from behind the door and stepped into the hallway. He was wearing street clothes and just didn't look like an office worker at all. But he stood in front of me and pointed past me at the stairwell. 232 is up there. I nodded, but didn't move, and neither did he. He just looked me in the eyes with a look like he was suppressing his anger. After an intense few seconds, I dropped the bag on the ground and started quickly walking to the exit. The man didn't follow me, but I heard his footsteps go into the stairwell and up the stairs as I left the building. I got in my car and left. I didn't know what that was, or if I was maybe overreacting about it, so I didn't call the police. The following day, though, the police actually called me. Apparently the office reported a break-in, and in the CCTV footage, they saw my car and license plate, tracking it back to me. They also had footage of the break-in, and so they called me in to question me about any information I might have. I didn't have much to give, but it turned out there were actually three people that broke inside. One was downstairs, who I saw, but the other two were shown on the cameras to be hiding at the top of the stairs, seemingly waiting for me to go up. Disturbingly, several other delivery orders were made to that same office that night. All of the other drivers were smarter than I was, though, leaving the orders outside by the front door. What would have taken place in that office had any of us gone up to the second floor is unknown, but hopefully police can find the three men before anyone falls victim to it. I'm a manager at a mid-sized grocery store. I do 10-hour shifts and work mostly overnights. At the time, our store was having some staff issues that made pretty much every department understaffed and overworked, and overnight stocking was no exception. I had one guy that would help me 5 nights a week, but that was it other than me. This was on his day off, so it was only me working. I got in at 10 and was alone by 10:15. After running some numbers in the office, I started pulling out loads of boxes to the aisles to start unpacking and stocking. Even though I had no help this night, I still had to get everything done, so I was working hard and as quickly as I could. I didn't even stop for a break or anything. But suddenly a tapping sound echoed through the store. I stopped and listened, hearing it happen again, and it sounded just like someone tapping on a window at the front of the store. I looked at my watch for the first time since I started working, and it was 2 a.m. Time had flown by, but there was no reason anyone should be here. I walked down the aisle and to the front, where I quickly saw someone outside the store. He was leaning against the window and trying to look inside. He spotted me as I walked up and stared at me. When I was just on the other side, I asked what he wanted. The man, looking like he was homeless, told me to open the door. He had a straight face, no smile or anything. I said we were closed and he couldn't be here, then turned to walk away, but the man immediately banged on the window. Not tapping like he was before, this was now harsh banging. I looked back at him, and he was clearly enraged with his fist against the glass. Thinking this guy was crazy, I told him I'd call the cops if he doesn't leave, then started pulling my phone out to show I was serious, and only then did he step away from the window. He still had that angry look as he walked away and into the parking lot. Seeing him leave, I put my phone away and got back to work. We get a lot of crazy customers around here, so I didn't think on it too much. And again, I had to focus on getting my work done. I was only able to get a small cart of boxes stocked, so it was maybe 15 minutes later when a sudden sound echoed through the store. It sounded like something metal snapping or scraping. I quickly dropped what I was doing and ran up to the front. Nobody was at the windows, so I went up to the entrance door. It was one of those revolving glass doors, which uses a bolt lock on the top to keep it from opening when we close the store for the night. Right away, I saw that that bolt was missing. Like, not even just unlocked. The entire bolt was gone. I pressed my hand on the door, and it glided around, completely allowing anyone to get in. I could feel my face turn white as I realized what this meant, and I knew I needed to call the police immediately. I turned around to go to the front office, but was instantly looking into the face of that guy from before. He was only a few feet from me, still having that enraged stare. I didn't hesitate to run out the revolving door, hearing the guy follow close behind me. As I ran out into the parking lot, an old van came speeding up to the front. It nearly hit me, but I just kept running until I got to my car. When I rushed in, I noticed the guy wasn't chasing me anymore, and the van was now speeding out of the parking lot. I called the cops and spent the next couple hours explaining what happened. It wasn't until the next day that we got security footage of the man breaking inside, but it wasn't the best image quality. We can say almost for sure that they were trying to get me into their van, but we have no way to know why. I'm sure if I'd not been as quick, though, I probably wouldn't have ever been seen again.